This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number three. It's Thursday. We got a new week of NFL football. We've got week five beginning tonight. Bart calls it the Bumbo. It's the Hosses, the Colts, the Broncos, two quarterbacks, and we're on the move, former MVPs, and neither one of them playing really that well right now. It's hour number three. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and Bart Scott. In 10 minutes, we bring back a guest that we talked to earlier this baseball season. We thought he was hating, but he was on point. We have to give him his props. So he'll be joining us in a few to talk about the baseball playoffs.
Dom Smith?
Not Dom Smith.
Meh.
But before we do that, we do have calls to get to, the bums list, and all that happening. But it is hour number three, and when it's hour number three, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Power hour.
It is. And as we begin the power hour, I want to read you a tweet. Arturo wants to know, is there any chance that we can go to Bart's other bum list? I believe months ago he started it off with Saweetie. So,
who?
That's what he said.
Saweetie?
So, yeah.
Who?
I don't know. I'm trying to read it.
Yeah, tell him to call in. We don't understand.
Yeah, but you had a bum's list. Different kind of bum.
Number one. Curly?
I don't know.
What genre you want to talk about? You want to talk about
it's just a general
music? You want to talk about acting?
I just think it's anything.
You want to talk about MILFs?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Sitcom MILFs?
I think Arturo was just asking.
Okay.
If you had something that just came to mind. Like immediately, if I just told you your favorite. You got a favorite. Your number one bums list. Give me a name. One. Boom.
When I was a kid?
Ever.
Oh, when I was a kid, I had a crush on Dominique Dawes. All those flippity flips.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
And then.
Just athletes to me.
What's Action Jackson? What was her name? Apollonia? Yeah. What was that? Yeah. So we got the Prince, Apollonia, then Golden Child.
You just name movies without naming people.
Because I don't know. I just know the character.
Right.
Golden Child. I mean, and pretty much everybody on Soul Train when I was growing up. I discovered a lot about myself watching Soul Train.
Did you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I keep my mama listening.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, mama.
Sorry, mama.
I brought you down that road, too. Chris is in New Mexico, and Bart, he's got a question for you.
What up?
Chris?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got
a long time, first time.
Great.
I was watching ESPN TV the other day, and I saw Bart on TV looking all prim and proper and being respectful and
not really being very aggressive
in what he has to say. And then I said, that's not the Bart I listen to on the radio.
Right?
He's very opinionated and, you know, dissing on Canty and Greeny and Key in the mornings. So I was just wondering why the two Barts, why the prim and proper on TV and why the crazy baby.
What do we have?
We wear many, many hats.
Yeah.
Now, I can't be Waka Flocka at my kids' parent-teachers conference. You know, I am like that at my daughter's basketball games because, you know, she's out there like Baby D out there backing these little girls down. It ain't my fault that my 14-year-old is 6'1", 200, you know what I'm saying? Throwing your little girl into the backboard, you know what I'm saying? Get your weight up, son. But, you know, I can't be the same, you know what I mean? It is a Bart that goes out and speaks proper to, like, you know, Fortune 500 companies and does motivational speaking. So, you know, I'm an onion. It's plenty of layers.
Lots of layers.
I do that, I scare Greeny ass out. Greeny would be like, oh, man, this dude is too unpredictable for me. I can't have him on. I can't get jiggy with this. See, I know Alec can get jiggy with my jigginess.
Yes. Well,
Phrasing?
What? I don't know. What do I say to that?
I know Alan can get jiggy with my jigginess because he understands my jigginess. He understands what I'm saying when I say it. He knows my movie
phrasing.
He know when I say Tyrone Biggers, I thought I tasted a hint of cinnamon, the free crack giveaway. He know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about when Bill Belichick speaks.
Smorgasbord.
You go into
so
your movie references.
Aptly laying at our
like
table
day,
this day
by
and
day,
each day.
By day.
by day.
By day.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Right.
That went
day
over
by day.
Everybody's head.
That was, you know, like, that That's literally they couldn't land that plane,
day
man.
By day.
You couldn't land that plane.
They missed
it. You couldn't. And I was watching that, and I was watching it crumble around you, and I felt so bad because I'm like, I need to be there right
they
now.
They left me out there. When it's cold outside, I was cold out in the streets, and they just Crickets. Left me out there. My boy Han would have been right there with me.
Yes.
That was one of the greatest analogies. And you talk about Han. Breaking down film. That was one of the greatest analogies. You know how hard it is to pop up a movie that happened maybe 15 years ago?
At least.
When you hear somebody else say something, and, yes. you find the exact same words
and
in your head,
and you're being as funny as you possibly can.
What more do you want from me?
No one gets it. So that's all right. But so there's two different parts of the one you see on TV.
Actually, it's more than that.
And then there's one you hear
the freaks
here on this show.
Out at night. What?
Some would call that a Gemini.
That would be a Gemini, although he's not.
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they
didn't
say.
Didn't read your horoscope.
You know what they say. They go, hey man, hey fam, what's your Twitter? Like, man, I can't give you my Twitter. When I'm leaving around here, I'm damn near a gang member. You can't follow me. You don't know what I do in these streets. You see me at work, think I'm all buttoned up. Damn near a gang member.
Let's go to Raheem in Jersey. What's up, Raheem?
Bar Scott, Alan Hahn.
What's happening?
What up,
fellas? First, I want to say, don't forget what I talked about you out with about that Dallas and Eagles game. Don't forget about that.
Judgment Day.
Your cousin,
Judgment Day.
Thomas is going to come back up from down south and tell you about that.
Okay. No. But, we look forward to it.
Judgment Day. I want to talk to. Yup, I got you, bro. No, I want to do the bum analogy list.
Good.
I can't feel like we already talked about Daniel Jones, but that's my one I was going to pick, though, Daniel Jones. But I can't believe, especially you, Bar, I can't believe y'all forgot about one of the most famous bums on ever TV to ever touch one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Daniel Jones is Bubbles from The Wire.
Ah, Bubbles, Bubbles. Yeah, I love Bubbles.
They both started out bad, Bubbles with the drugs. Daniel Jones with the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both gradually, like, over the seasons, got slightly better.
Yeah, it's the bum you want to help because you feel like this, you can redeem, like, it's redeemable bum.
Bubbles always had the T, too, you know what I'm saying? And what I loved about Bubs, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, like, you know, he was, like, all-knowing, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't dry snitch, you had all the info. And listen, The Wire is one of the best HBO series that HBO ever had. I like it better than The Sopranos, but don't at me. Don't at me.
Now we're going to
better than The Sopranos. Don't at me.
Problem, but you're going to start.
Please,
going there.
Please, Tone, right, not bro, in the face, bro. Tone.
Raheem, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call. We continue. We go to Mel in Jersey. What's up, Mel?
Yeah. What's up, fellas? Yeah, man. Y'all throwing bums out. I'm thinking the best bum got to be the super bum of Hancock.
Who?
Hancock. Will Smith. You remember he was a superhero?
When he played,
but he was a superhero.
Really a bum,
he was
though.
A superhero. He was an alcoholic.
He was just Well, you know what though? In a way, like he was a superhero who became a bum, and then of course you had had to bring him back. And
but
all.
That's like saying Thor when he was an alcoholic was a bum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He still had a home. He can fly anywhere.
No, I think that was trying too hard. But I mean, you know, again, we like it when
we like crowd participation.
Yeah,
you know
we do. We
wave your hands in the air.
We encourage it.
Wave your hands in.
Doug's in Dayton. What's happening, Doug?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all something about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
I'm hearing everybody pick Philadelphia as like a Super Bowl favorite, and they beat Detroit, Jacksonville, and Washington, and it was like 2-3-win teams and a 7-win team. So I can't understand how you can do so little and get so much credit for it. And I hear everybody talking about how good they are. Dallas is going to beat the crap out of them like they always do.
Like they always do, Bart.
I just need to know why is that.
Well, we shall see. Well, you know, to buck the trend in the NFC East, nobody repeats as divisional champs back-to-back, not in 17 years. So the history tells us as well that it's going to be somebody other than Dallas to get the job done.
Mm. You know what, though? 4-0 is 4-0. 4-0 is 4-0.
Well, we talked about the week 3-1
that's
the
by
that
the still hasn't, you know, isn't gone.
I think our eyes are telling us, man, this team can run the ball. This team has the best offensive line in the game.
Yeah.
And they have two outside weapons that not every team has. They may have one of the best duels as far as size, speed, and production. So I mean,
they got a lot going for them. Now, we all know, though, that that's a big game. I mean, when they meet head-to-head, we all know, week 6, that's a big game. We've got big games coming, and they start tomorrow. The baseball postseason begins. Something new. We haven't seen this before. We'll discuss that after Bart tells you about Body Armor.
MTS. Mets. Something. Body Armor. This football season, Body Armor is a choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, Millar, today's a good day, my man. Nice and sunny outside.
October
Mama cooked her breakfast
weather
with no smog. Shake them up, Barton shake them up, Allen shake them. Give me the circle of motion and watch me break them. Seven and eleven.
Bart's got that third hour energy
seven
right
in
now.
The back door, little Joe. It's like a little kid when you're tired.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Yeah,
the minute you sit still, you're out. Nap time. Hey, the road to the World Series, it goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Kevin Millar, part of the coverage of MLB Network. He joins us right now. Back with us after in August, Kevin. It's good to have you back. You were with us, and we asked you to power rank the top five World Series contenders. And you gave us a list. We're going to play it right now, and it's a very interesting list. This is August.
I would put the Astros as the favorite right now. I would have the Dodgers behind them. I would put the Mets. Then I would put the Braves. Then I'd have the Yankees. And that would be my 1-2-5.
Astros, Dodgers, Mets, Braves, Yankees.
Damn Socrates, Nostradamus.
And I felt like Millar, you were being a hater, but I'll tell you what. Pretty accurate. How you doing?
I'm doing good, boys. But I was going, I'm telling you, that song right there, you're nailing. I'm going to be honest, I was head bobbing.
All right. He was into the music, too.
Now, can we hit the refresh? If we hit the refresh button.
Are you keeping that list as is? Would you edit that list right now?
Yeah, I would keep that list right now as is. Are the Cardinals better than people gave them credit for? Absolutely. And the Guardians are better than probably gave credit for? Absolutely. But I like that list going in. Listen, what a cool season it's been. I mean, this extra wild card kind of gave a lot of people hope. I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers couldn't get the job done. They were a team you kind of just – I had them win in the Central. And then the Cardinals were – magnificent stories, obviously, with the big three, but I would keep the list as is right now.
Astros, Dodgers, Mets, Braves, and Yankees. So tell us about this. This is, we've never seen this before, but it's a real interesting way to do it. The new wild card format, the best of three scenarios, it's going all weekend. Is this good for the game? If it is, why? If you're not sure it's a big deal, tell us why also.
Yeah, I think it's you know, listen, we don't like change. Sometimes change is strange for everybody, and we're kind of like, okay. And then you look up, and it might be great. I think it's, you know, the travel-wise, it's pretty neat, right? I mean, we do travel a lot. It's part of the game, home field advantages, but it also now the incentive of beating, you know, that, you know, winning that wild card is pretty good, you know. And you look up, like, if we win the three spot, we get to host the three games. You know, it's not just getting a chip in a chair, which that's all you need to win the World Series, but it gives you some more incentive. You have the extra team, which gives you a lot more incentive, you know, who's trading, who's kind of looking to get, you know, more players. So I like it, and it's going to, you know, time's going to tell after this series, but I think the season itself with Judge and all of these stories that were going on and Verlander, I mean, it's been magnificent.
Since we know now that, you know, you have the powers of Barstradamus, we can call you Malaradamus.
Yes.
Out of the power four, who are the most exposed, like a bad nerve, and could go down in short order? Is it Houston, Yankees, Braves, Dodgers?
What about the Mets? Throw them in there.
Yankees? No, I'm saying power four.
Yeah, the Mets are there.
I'm talking about power,
okay,
four.
Okay.
Well, listen, the Yankees, I think, are the team that can get exposed because of the magnificent scene that Judge has been on and that run. There's got to be guys around that are going to have to carry this team also. He can't just sit there, because when the game's on the line, I think he's going to be a guy that can pitch around. So offensively, can they score enough runs? You know, Gleyber Torres has been doing a great job. Rizzo obviously has big pop from the left side. But there's some holes there, right? There's some holes there, and there's some names that probably don't scare you as much as the old Yankee teams, you know, did. So they're a team that can be exposed. Chapman, who is he? How good is he going to be in the postseason? You know, it's been an up and down year for him for sure. A lot more breaking stuff than just the old 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So they're probably the team that can be exposed the most. The Mets, I think Buck Showalter's done a great job. You know, and I know that they're four or five, however you want to put them, but they're a team that they lost a National League East, you know, pennant, spent most of the year in first place. You know, how's the psyche of the club? You know, where's the confidence? Because at this time of the year in baseball, it's the team playing the best, period. And what the Braves have done, and to sweep that, you know, top three with Bassett and DeGrom and Scherzer in Atlanta to have a chance to win this East, that's a lot of momentum. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're a dangerous club right now. Again, like they were last year, nobody had the Braves win the World Series, but they played the best at that time. And that's what, you know, I keep telling you about the Guardians. I think they're a team that can be very dangerous, very underrated, and they pitch and make contact and catch the baseball. They don't have the big home run boppers, but they make contact in a game where we see a lot of big strikeouts.
Talking with Kevin Millar, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. The baseball playoffs begin tomorrow with the wild card series. Yes, series is no longer just a game. It's a series that'll be exciting. It all stays at one stadium for all of them, and we'll have the full coverage on ESPN Radio. The potential matchups, though, is also something we like to look at. Once you see the bracket, you know what's coming next, right? And a potential matchup that could be very intriguing in the division series, as you mentioned, the Astros have been just so good, as they seem to be every year. But Astros-Mariners could be a really sneaky good series, because the Mariners have actually played them very well, and Seattle's got the pitching.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This can be a really good series. And, you know, the Mariners, when they're playing, you know, well, their bullpen is as solid as there is. Their starting pitching can match up with anybody. With Castillo was a tremendous pickup for them. And they have a kid, Julio Rodriguez, who is, you know, I don't give out this superstar award, you know, as lightly as some people do when they have a good year. But when I look at this kid, the presence, the looks, he does everything on the baseball field, but he's a star. And he's a star that can carry a club at a young age, almost like the Andrew Jones days when the Braves, you know, had a 20-year-old kid coming in and just doing his thing in center field. So he reminds me a lot of that. That can be a very good series. I just believe in my heart that Houston Astros, Dusty Baker, that they're the most complete team from top to bottom. Yordan Alvarez has turned into Big Poppy. I mean, he is an absolute threat. Kyle Tucker's turned into a great hitter at this level, and then you have the experience of the Altuves and the Bregmans, who are bullet tested. Mm. I mean, they've been through a lot. They've been through the trash can saga. They've been through the, hey, yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? They're still there, and their starting staff, obviously Verlander, but, you know, they have a staff that doesn't get a lot of credit also, and with Framber Valdez and guys like that, McCullers being healthy, they can pitch and match up with anybody, and that's what makes that team so dangerous is the experience, and they can match up and down. There's not a weakness.
Now, Aaron Judge had one of the all-time great seasons in recent history, or in history of the game. If they don't go deep into the postseason, if they don't arguably have a World Series appearance, what does that mean about his season and his future with the Yankees, you think?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I will say this. We did witness probably one of the greatest seasons I've seen, you know, ever, the game's ever seen. The reason why, I mean, he did it alone on that team, on that in that market, in a year going into spring training, you know, said no thank you to a $200-plus million. I'm going to bet on myself. So you throw that in with every offensive category that possibly you could lead. And when you looked at the guy behind him was 22 home runs behind him and 21 home runs behind him, and then Schwarber had 46, you know, National League. It's amazing. Like, think about that. If you average 5 home runs per month, 6-month season, that's 30 home runs. That was always the number. If you can average 5, you're going to hit 30, which was a big number in the day. He was at 2.5 to 3.5 months ahead of the next guy if you average that. If you gave 7 home runs per month, you know, it was 42. It was remarkable. So, yeah, if they don't win the World Series, of course the Yankees are built to win the World Series. They don't just go to the postseason. But it's still been one heck of a year. One heck of a year for the New York Yankees. They pieced together a lot of stuff. They're a different type of club. And, yeah, we're all disappointed if you don't win, but they should also be proud, because they went through a period when they looked like they were giving that division away, and the Blue Jays kept playing tough. And you saw it get down to 4 games at one point. But Aaron Boone and this team, tip your hat to them. They kept it alive. They've had some injuries. And Aaron Judge, he carried that club the entire season.
Would you pay him? Would you give him, at his age, of course, and who he is, if you were in that front office, would you say, no, we got to give him, whether it's 300, 350, whatever it is, we've got to make him, you know, the East Coast Mike Trout. Like, we've got to keep this guy. Do you feel like the Yankees should do whatever it takes to keep Aaron Judge?
I personally, I make it the highest annual salary possible for a position player. End of story. Now, the years gets tricky because, like you said, age-wise, yeah. This isn't a 10-year deal, because then you run into a pool scene. You know, the Anaheim Angels, and then the last few years, you know, we had the foot problems. It was really slowing down. And then he went to St. Louis and found this youth, which is amazing. But my point is, yeah, I would make sure, because Aaron Judge is probably, you know, as remarkable as you can make. He's a wonderful person as a human being. He's 6'7", 300 pounds. We've never seen something like this. He's not injury prone. He played center field. He plays every game. He's had some injuries, you know, get hit by a pitch. That's part of the game. But I'm looking at a healthy body. I'm looking at a great man, a leader. And, you know, he's got that Jeter-type focus where that he's not going to say anything bad in the media, but he's a guy I'm definitely trying to keep. Am I going to go bankrupt over him? No, because you can always find guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, you pay Garrett Cole $325 million. Why wouldn't you keep a guy like Aaron Judge and just make maybe the year shorter, but higher annual value the year to year, overpay him for 5.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how I would handle it. And if somebody, you know, I can't compete with him, well, then so be it. But I definitely, he's a focus, because he is that organizational type guy.
All right. Kevin Millar saying Astros, Dodgers, that's your World Series pick. If you were going to pick it, those are your two top teams.
We call them Merlin.
Two top teams. That'll be in the bracket today on the show. Astros, Dodgers.
There it is. All right. Well, the MLB postseason begins tomorrow. You can watch Kevin on MLB Network's coverage throughout. Airs live before and after every game. You can get the schedule in its entirety available on MLB.com/postseason. Good to talk to you, Kevin. Hope we'll get you down the line.
He's Merlin. We're going to let it ride with his picks. Let it ride.
That's it. Let it ride, baby. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Good to talk to you, man. All right. There it is. So, Astros Dodgers. He's really believing in the Astros. At least firmly in them.
You will hate that so much as a Yankee fan. You threw up twice in your mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah. But I can't, you know, that's funny. In August, I was like, he's just hating. But, man, I can't deny it. He's not wrong. It is hard to believe at this point.
I mean,
there's more celebrating to happen.
And I would.
The pinstripes. I want to see it, but I can't believe in it.
Dusty Baker's such a good guy, man. He's given his life to baseball. He's never won.
That's a good point.
I would love for him to get something.
Yeah. 888-SAY-ESPN.
888-779-3776. Get you, Uncle Ben!
Do you agree with Millar on the power rankings? He said for winning the championship, he's got Astros as the highest team. He's got them at the top. Dodgers. He has the Mets, the Braves, and the Yankees. You agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. JT on Twitter said, we're missing the biggest bum. Bye, Felicia.
No, I had Ezell on there. Ezell was number two, son. On my neck, on my back. My neck and my back. That's Ezell, son.
That's right. Well, he said,
okay, what you over there doing? Look to me like you over here taking an it.
888 say ESPN.
Give me some money. I'll come back a little later and clean it up.
We'll get to your calls momentarily, but I just want to get your take because, you know, Jerry has something to say about.
Per usual.
Oh, it's not on my screen. I thought it was.
Man, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, never mind. Jerry's out. He's talking about how Mike McCarthy.
That's his boy.
Nobody's talking about how. Good of a job he's doing coaching.
You're my boy, Blue. Blue, you're my boy. Yeah, give it 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks.
But I love this. So you're supposed to talk about a coach who's just coaching. Like he's not
just doing his job.
He's not working miracles.
Yeah, just doing his job.
Like Brian Daboll is like using, you know, gum and spit and somehow they're 3-1. Mike McCarthy's just Cooper Rush.
Yeah, he's beating
and
Giants.
We're supposed to now like
he's beating the Giants
him?
And the Commanders and like all right, let's set a parade for him.
We're supposed
hell
to
hell
praise
of a hell of a job.
I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. All right, 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. Let's go to Eddie in New York. Eddie,
hello,
Eddie, what's up?
What's up, Alan, and what's up, Bart? Listen,
up?
My personal opinion about the World Series. The pick and order to win the World Series should be like the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Yankees. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yankees third?
The Dodgers, like I hear my man Bart be saying, the Dodgers spent a lot of money, and they ain't win no World Series yet. Like, you know, last year they got beaten. They came out and spent more money, and they got to win the World Series.
They won
the
World Series 2 years ago.
And far as the Astros go, hello?
They won the World Series 2 years ago, remember, though. They did win a World Series 2 years
ago. I know,
ago.
But that was 2 years. And then they went out and spent more money. So that's why they should be like, if I'm spending all this money, I need return on my investment. And then as far as the Astros go, the Astros didn't win the World Series since all that cheating scandal. So now, to me, the Astros need to prove to me that they could win the World Series since they were accused of cheating. So they need to win. They didn't beat the Braves. The Braves beat them last year.
They got to win doing it clean is what you're saying, Eddie?
Let me,
I get it.
Let me tell you this. You know how
they got to get.
Yeah.
You know how rich people usually don't admit they're wrong? They just double down. I wonder if the Mattress King is going to put $1 billion down. Like, this dude is, he lose a smooth $5 million for the last 5 years, man. What's the payout this year if he go all in and put $5 million down? What's the odds?
What's the odds his company just goes under?
Like, bro, you wasted $20 million in the last, like, 3 seasons, because I think he put some money on somebody else in basketball,
he'll be doing commercials.
How
next
many mattresses does this dude sell? Does he supply the entire state of Texas?
It's serious mattress work right there. David is in Hawaii. David.
Mr. Han, how you doing, gentlemen?
What up?
Mr. Han is my father.
You.
How you doing?
Okay. Anyways, so Han, who do you think is going to go further in the playoffs, your beloved Yankees or your despised Mets?
Ooh, I don't despise. I despise
he
the
does.
Astros. I don't despise the Mets. I just
like Dom Smith.
That's so untrue. I just like messing with Bart because Bart fake likes the Mets. He's not really a Mets fan. He just does it because he knows it's like
I have a Dave,
he's being the contrarian in New York.
I have a Dave Island side jersey.
Yeah, of all people to have. Like he didn't even pitch for the Mets.
He was the pitching coach.
I know. Why would you have that?
Because he was a guy that he's the dude.
He's
the
dude.
As a dude.
Next to the dude.
Disguised as the other dude. I'm the dude disguised as the dude.
I'm going to get you a Lou Whitaker Tiger.
Sweet Lou. Or Alan Trammell.
Yeah, or Alan Trammell. I'll get you one of those, and then you'll be legit.
Strawberry.
No, you're a Detroit guy. You got to stay
with
that.
I'm a Mets fan, too.
But the question he asks is basically, how do I think the Mets? I think the Mets are in for a battle.
Hate, hate,
in the National League. That's a it's an unbelievable bracket. But so, it's a great bracket.
But you're so optimistic against your Yankees, against the Rays, or the Guardians. You're so optimistic.
I didn't
with
say
bad
optimistic.
Pitching with Chapman.
I didn't
Kane
say optimistic.
Cole. No,
I'm not. Well, didn't I tell you that I feel like I don't think either New York team is getting in the LCS?
He didn't ask you that. He said, "Who do you think is going to go further?"
I just said neither team. I don't expect either team so to get to the LCS. The Yankees will be in the DS. They've already earned that. Yep. The Mets have to earn their way to it because they. I don't know if you missed this. They blew the division. You know that, right?
Got more.
They
wins
were division
than,
leaders,
more wins than the
and they blew it.
More wins than the Yankees.
One.
Well, sorry. we lost our protection, our leader,
yeah.
Our soul.
Protection is very important,
our
Bart.
Our heart.
You know that,
Sterling
right?
Sterling Marte.
It's always important to have good protection.
Man. Can we get Sterling Marte to go over there and deal with the Dak people to get his fingers made you so know, he can get some grip?
Or
can he ask Garrett Cole for some Spider Tacky 3000?
Yeah, he needs some Spider
got a whole tub
slap
of it.
Slap it on the knee or something like that?
No, he got a whole pallet in some type of warehouse somewhere.
Can't you just, like, at this point now, it's the playoffs. If you're Garrett Cole, aren't you just like, man, just lather it up on my paw? I shouldn't have said it that way. But you know what I mean. Like,
you know he's not, man. You know, I wonder if Garrett Cole's going to be your starter.
Game one?
Or is it Nestor Cortez?
How dare
or
you?
Or is it Seve?
Let me talk to somebody with reason. We go to Washington, talk to Tony. Tony, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Tony has done it again.
It feels good.
That's right.
What's happening?
I'm dancing right now. Hey, listen up. I think that the guy you guys had on earlier had it all wrong.
Millar. Kevin Millar.
August pick, Candace picks now. Yeah, Millar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Braves should be number one until somebody beats them. I mean, the way they're coming in and the way they took over that division.
They have been very hot. Obviously,
right
they
now.
Finished the season hot, and that's literally what happened last year. I'm with you. I wonder if the Dodgers – I mean, the Dodgers won 111 games, man. Like,
I mean,
they had an insane season, and it's almost like it's gone under the radar.
Yeah.
You've hardly exactly. talked about how good the Dodgers are.
Well, West Coast bias. I mean, we ain't got time to stay up that damn late.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you talking about?
I ain't watching that. I was watching replays in the morning.
Yeah.
I let Keyshawn tell me how the Dodgers are doing.
Yeah, I'm watching Martin after 10 o'clock. Martin
usually
after
at that
dark.
Point, yeah, you flip it around, right?
Yeah, I'm not sitting there.
Yeah, no, I'm not
yeah come on
either.
At 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Tony,
our
no
time.
Offense. I'm not watching West Coast baseball that late at night.
Unless it's the MVP of the league.
Did we lose Tony?
Otani.
Tony, are you still there?
Unless it's the MVP, Otani.
I'm still here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here.
All right. So you have, at the very top, you have the Dodgers.
I got the Braves.
Oh, you have the Braves.
I got the Dodgers.
The hot team. Where do you have number two?
They're the hot team right now. I got the Dodgers number two.
Yep.
I'll go with Houston number three. I'll put the Mets. You either have the Mets or the Guardians at 4 or 5.
Oof.
But,
you're sleeping on the Guardians, man.
You have the Guardians?
You're sleeping on the Guardians.
You have the Guardians. Where do you have the Yankees?
Yankees I got right after the Guardians.
Right after the Guardians?
Yeah. Yeah. They're a heavily flawed team. Listen, if this is all the best they can do with one of the greatest performances of all time in baseball.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
That's why Alan shouldn't have control of all the controls.
Tony, we love you, man. Thanks.
Just hey, have a good one.
Just messing with you. There's not a lot of faith in them. I wonder if Yankees fans have faith in them.
They don't. I think the Yankees
You heard Millar bring up Chapman. He's like, we don't know what Chapman is. I know what Chapman is. He's gunpowder right now. I don't want – like, if he doesn't hit the strike zone, he's batting practice. No way do I trust him.
Quit shooting that little stuff.
Do you have three star? I mean, Severino showed you he's still got something. That's good. Cole is Cole. And then you're hoping that at least Nestor. Cortez can be a third starter. And then after that, you're just hoping to have enough from your bullpen. My biggest question is, outside of Judge, who's hot?
Who's hitting, yeah.
Who's hot? Higashioka? Like, are we going to, well, he finished strong. I mean, come on, man. Rizzo has not been Rizzo in a while. LeMahieu is certainly not the same.
Man,
I am worried about the Yankees in the playoffs. That the success we just saw with what Judge did, that's the celebration of winning division, might be all that we celebrate. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We finish with your calls. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Well, one thing the Jets are doing is collecting a lot of Rookie of the Week awards.
Oh, Shuggy Dougie, Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
Breece.
Is he starting to get comfortable? Like, are you seeing?
I talked to him.
Because you saw in the week one, and you could tell, you said he seemed like he was a little rattled.
No, he was rushing. Debut. He's rushing. He's trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson was a little banged up last week. Mm-hmm. You can tell he still had a little soreness in those rib sausages. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, Elijah Moore came back to life. Listen, this is a live game. They can win this game. They could be getting the Dolphins at the right time. It's not always about who you play. It's when you play them.
Right.
You talk about Breece Hall. I talked to him. He's starting to see the field a little better. They gave him 17 carries, so that allowed him to get in the rhythm.
True.
You know, usually before that, I mean, Joe Flacco was throwing the ball damn near at a historical clip. You know, so now this allows him to kind of break some of these runners down, these defenders down, get a rhythm about how they like to tackle their speed, how to set them up. And you see that they're going with the two-back system a lot, you know, where they put Michael Carter and mm-hmm. Breece out there at the same time. And then what happens is instead of having a receiver block a defensive back or a cornerback, you got Michael Carter coming around on a sweep, getting those guys in space, and they don't want that smoke because that's a running back that's a little bit stronger than a DB out there, you know, having a pillow fight with each other. Mm-hmm. And it helped out. So let's see if they can grow off of that. But Breece has definitely been everything that I said before that I thought he was going to be. I said I think he has just as much talent as Saquon Barkley. So the same way everybody was excited about Saquon Barkley, this guy was him in college. If we weren't in the current climate, he would have been a first round draft pick. But in this current climate, nobody takes running backs unless you're the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round. Doesn't mean he doesn't have first round talent. He's 220, like Saquon. Saquon's 225. He's taller than Saquon, and I think he's a better receiver.
So this is a young roster for the most part. The talent is starting to show out. And then the Elijah Vera Tucker story is a really interesting one. Is he have to stay at tackle now, or what are the Jets going to be offensive line wise against this Dolphins front?
Well, we're trying to figure out when Brown is coming back. We don't know. I mean, I know he may be able to come off IRR, but eventually Dwayne Brown will come back. And imagine, you know, this team can have at least four people that they expected to be, you know, the starters. Who knows what's going to happen with Fant? But just imagine if they just tread water and eventually they get all those guys back: Fant, Dwayne Brown. And then they're able to kind of be in striking distance. This mm-hmm. can be a dangerous team.
Yeah, and obviously Mekhi Becton is a guy that you're still waiting
That's
on
future.
Because that is certainly part of the future. The offensive line is such a big thing. But if Zach Wilson can at least just avoid some of this pressure and they can take advantage of these really talented running backs, this game Sunday against the Dolphins suddenly becomes a very interesting
filet of fish, punk!
Bart and Han.
Bart Shady.
Who? The Jets?
Bart Hahn.
Bart Shady.
Yes, you are. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com. The Hoss is tonight, Bart. Bart calls it the Bum Bowl. Thursday Night Football Week 5 begins. The Colts and the Broncos.
Two horses. two horses, but none of them are real stallion. They baby horses.
No stallions.
No stallions.
We thought Russell Wilson was a huge trade to the Broncos. Matt Ryan was a sneaky good trade to the Colts. We thought, you know, both these teams should be good. And instead, they have been both of them off to not so great starts. But maybe, speaking of starts, maybe it starts tonight for one of them. So we'll see. But that's what you got going on. We got some hoops tonight on ESPN, in case you don't want to get stuck on Amazon Prime. You earlier in the show said that you think it's going to be the lowest rated Amazon Prime game, right, for Thursday Night Football?
Yeah.
Because you don't think Russell Wilson has that kind of draw?
No.
No?
If there's other stuff going on, I'd much rather watch basketball.
Preseason Heat Nets on ESPN, so you get a national broadcast, or this first half. Which one are you watching?
I'm watching a Duffy Dahmer.
No, you're not watching that. But no, seriously, like, I actually am very interested to see, even if it's only at one quarter, because you know how it is in the preseason. You're not going to play all you guys. But if I can get a little bit of KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons
Ben Simmons hit a three. Ooh. Hold my bricks.
So I don't know. And then you get the Lakers tonight. You get LeBron James. And this is the
Russell
latest.
Russell Westbrook.
Did you see him airball free throw? Like, already? Like, if you're a Laker fan, this is what you get. A Laker fan. You get Russ airballing a free throw,
and then you get
Anthony Davis.
I broke my back.
Again, already? AD, already?
I broke my back.
It's spinal.
Practice Beverly's like, man, what the hell is going on around here?
P-Bev is definitely like shaking his head.
You can't play your back.
Did you?
You've been off all offseason.
That's right.
You've been off for 120 days. The hell wrong with your back?
Did you see the Draymond Green thing in Golden State? He and Jordan Poole?
Do they
little slap happy?
Ah. Oh, he slapped him.
He let him know. So the reports from The Athletic is
open hand.
He and Jordan Poole were like
punch me.
Having it out.
Pushing each other.
And Draymond just, you know, told him. Put him in his place. Jordan Poole, like, definitely feeling himself. He had a really good year last year. He's going to get a contract extension, so.
Say it again. First of all, we built this culture, not you. So, listen, you better get in line. You're going to disrespect the order. You're going to respect the order of business around here and how we do about business in the pecking order. You way down on the totem pole. You may be on the totem pole, but you ain't high on our totem pole. There's a lot of people above you, punk.
Yeah, I mean, that's a story to watch, although I don't know. Some teams can handle.
Yeah, this
I don't think he's going anywhere.
This
they might discipline him, which they had to do before. Remember when he and KD had it?
They're going
to
discipline, but it's going to be wink, wink, thank you.
One
you need
those.
A bad guy. You need a guy like, hey,
we're suspending
man.
You for the last preseason game.
Yeah, like you shall bathe him thoroughly. Thank you, Your Highness. You had one job.
All right, week five begins
my
tonight.
My son Lux.
Bart and I will break it down for you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn podcast.